Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never write anything off. It is absurd today, though, to say that.
Today.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But it could be the could become a backup. We never know. It could become Andy Dalton. Who knows? Who the hell knows? Could become Jameis Winston. Maybe the jig is up. Maybe it is. So then do you pay him? And that's a conversation we're going to have all off season on the roast. But the Warriors. I brought out the panic meter Saturday night.
I should get royalties for that.
No, why should you get royalties for the panic meter?
Because you always panicking. Like the whole panic thing started with me. Panic at the disco.
It was worrying. It was worrying. You were a worrier.
Pivot don't panic has been around for 5 years. No,
I brought up on the morning roast when they won the championship. I said, so everybody's panicking now. What's the panic meter? And so NBC took that from the show, which I said, but you want royalties for it, fine.
Pivot don't panic has been a staple of the Shasky lexicon for decades.
I should just give you royalties for my entire career.
It goes back to Steve Phelps in the 90s teaching me basketball back in the day.
I should just give you royalties for my entire career.
No, just a little shout out. Maybe just a little blurb. Follow Joe Shasky on Instagram.
Like you don't get the blurb every single night on. That's not enough though, huh?
Well, I'll be a little more.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's never enough.
Yeah, no.
I'm greedy.
No, I know it's never enough.
I'm greedy.
Story of my life. Everybody in my life, it's never enough. But are we panicking about the Warriors right now? After a great start, 10-2 start. 10-2 start. Hold on. 10-2 start. They've lost four games in a row. They were 12-3 after beating the Pelicans. They blew a 17-point lead to San Antonio a couple Saturdays ago. Last Monday night, they blew an 18-point lead to the Brooklyn Nets.
That one hurt.
They lose to the Thunder Wednesday night. We didn't really get to discuss that game
because it was Pat Spencer game.
It was Thanksgiving break. And
you got the Pat Spencer game.
Look, well, you got the Pat Spencer game, and you got a game in which the Warriors missed 14 straight shots in the last 5 minutes of the game. Clutch time situation. They're up 96-93, 5:45 left. Had their slow-mo and one. And thinking, okay, we're about to steal one from Oklahoma City. And they miss 14 consecutive shots and didn't hit a field goal. Until the 19-second mark when Draymond hit a layup. So you lose that game by four.
Isaiah Joe was hitting everything.
Well, and so now they get Phoenix, and Phoenix goes 14-21 from the three-point line. Now Phoenix, they average about 15 makes from three a game. They made 14 in the first half alone.
Yeah, they won that game in the first half.
Tyus Jones averages 11-7.
Hey.
He's a hell of a pickup. 19-9
glorified backup or starter?
Well, he's starting on the Phoenix Suns, and he's cooking right now.
He's had a good little run here the last couple years.
Oh, he's been good with Memphis, and he's a solid player. I didn't think he would be in the pros that long.
He played really hard when Ja got out of that playoff series in 2022. Yep. He was the starter after Ja, right?
He was.
Yeah, and he's played really hard. I mean, I like him. He's a really solid player.
Really good player. So now they played the Denver Nuggets, the Nuggy Dogs. And you got to be careful because Michelle Pino made a mistake when he came to that nickname. You always got to say Nuggets.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Not a big Michelle Beal fan.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, she said she was going to stop watching the NFL like 7 years ago. It's complete BS. I mean,
maybe she has. She's covered in NBA.
She was on Willard and Dibbs talking about the NFL a couple months back. Yes.
Was she out there
selling something Super Bowl week?
Oh, well, that's why. It's making money. You'll sell your soul for Super Bowl. That's what we all do. When the almighty dollar comes into play, we all sell out.
That's not watching football. That's just getting the bag.
There you go.
So my Nuggets breakdown, I was doing a little deep dive on the Nuggy Nugs, and Nikola Jokic, still amazing.
Yep.
Basically 30 in a triple-double the last however many games. He's unreal.
He is unreal.
And then Jamal Murray shooting the poorest he's shot since his rookie year. They're obviously missing the local kid from Mitty, Gordon.
Gordon's back. Gordon was back Sunday night against the Clippers.
Okay, but it seems like in his absence, Michael Porter Jr. is actually taking the ball to the rim more.
Michael Porter Jr.
And Braun's been shooting like crazy.
What does Braun have to do with the Denver Nuggets?
Christian Braun, or whatever, however you pronounce his name.
Oh, he said Braun. I was like, what?
Braun. Is it Braun?
It's Braun, so but it's spelled B-R-A-U-N.
Yeah, okay. Braun. He's made four threes or something like that in every game the last six games.
I was like, wait, how do we go from Denver to Braun? Braun, but no. Gordon came back against the Clippers on Sunday. They lost to the Clippers Sunday night. It was a fun game as the Niners were getting blown out. I was like, let me go to League Pass.
I wasn't League Passing it.
I was League Passing it.
Yeah, I was watching 49er post game shows.
No, I was League Passing it. I was like, I had no.
Ours here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I went straight. Sorry, Kyle Mattson. Sorry, Grandy. Sorry, Stormy Bennett.
No, it was excellent.
I did not listen in 1 second.
I did.
I was building a Gabby Dollhouse watching Clippers and Nuggets.
I went straight to it on YouTube.
And the Clippers now 13-9, one at home. And James Harden scored 39 that game, 39 and 11 assists. He was really cooking in that one. But Aaron Gordon came back, and he gives him a nice little – he came off the bench in that game, 10 points, 4 assists. We'll see if he comes off the bench. They still have Russell Westbrook, who's going to be a speed demon off the bench. But they have Jokic, and they play at a slow pace. Now, one thing to know about the Denver Nuggets, and you got to look at these numbers here, folks.
Give it to me.
Fourth and three-point percentage in the league. Fourth and three-point percentage. But they take the second lowest amount of threes of any team in the league. They average about 32 three-point attempts a game.
So they're efficient.
Second lowest in the league, so they are efficient from the three-point line. Okay. So what's been an issue for the Warriors in the last couple weeks here? Blow-bys again.
We're back to that.
Guys are blowing by them and getting to the cup. And you know the one thing with the Warriors, and I don't know if it's just me, 888-957-9570 is a number we haven't opened up to Warrior fans. Over the last week, they've looked a little older, and they've looked a bit slow. Kind of like the 49ers.
They need a trade.
Probably.
I mean, look, the other day, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, why is Moses Moody on this team? Like, well, honest to gosh, like, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just asking out loud, like, what's the point of having him on the team? What was the point of extending him if you're never going to play him and use him? I don't get. I'm not even saying, look, it's year four.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So to me, like, something's got to give. Either you play the guy or you get rid of the guy. Like, I don't get what we're doing. And I'm not using Moses Moody as the litmus test for the whole Warrior team. But I just think it's a small microcosm into my frustration this year where it's like, we're year four with Kuminga. I'm still not 100% sure on Kuminga. And then, like, Moody, I just don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't know how good Moody is. He played 3 minutes Saturday night in Phoenix and went 0-for-1. The shot was from the three-point line, and one turnover, 3 minutes against Phoenix. Pat Spencer played 8 minutes in that basketball game.
See what I'm saying?
Kyle Anderson played 7 minutes in that game. Kuminga was 4-12, 0-for-3. He's kind of out of sorts here. He's got to get back on track off this bench. Buddy Hield has come back down to earth. He had 11 in that Phoenix game in 16 minutes, but his splits over the last 10 hasn't been pretty. He's shooting in the 30s again. So, you know, the bench, as well as the bench, and the points off the bench – remember, they were averaging like 60 points a game from their bench. They're down in the low 50s now.
Well, it feels like TJD has taken a little tiny step back. If you flip-flop Looney and TJD, that might, I don't know, that might help. It might not. I'm not really sure. But it feels like he's taken a little step back. And then the Pods thing, like, I think a big part of the last 3 weeks has been Pods is on a milk carton.
Well, could have been the case for the season.
No doubt, but I'm saying it's exasperated or whatever with the loss of Melton.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I thought Pods was starting to find it in the OKC game. I thought he was solid. He had a big spurt. What was that, the third quarter? He scored 8, but
a couple layups,
to your point, you need one thing this team is lacking, from my eye.
Yeah.
Another playmaker. They need a playmaker.
Agreed.
And they need a rim protector. They need a rim protector. Guys are going to the cup at will now against the Warriors, and they're going at them. They're going at TJD. They're going at these guys, but also just a playmaker outside of Stephen Curry, who, by the way, has bilateral knee soreness. I'm going to get sick of this word bilateral.
Did you see the report all over the internet, whether it was real or not? NBA Central? No. Warriors are inquiring on Jordan Poole?
No.
I swear to God.
Is that a real report?
Well, that was the rumor. What rumors rumor? Are NBA executive says the Warriors are sniffing around Jordan Poole again. I'd take him back.
No, that's NBA Centel, not Central. That's a fake account. That's the fake account. You got bamboozled. You got ball sacked.
Damn.
Oh, man.
You're sure?
Yes.
I hate the internet.
Oh, man.
I was honest to God. If they were, I was like, let's do that. I'm down with that. You're not down with that?
They need a playmaker.
I would do that.
They need a playmaker.
Okay, well, I got bamboozled. I feel like a moron. Got bamboozled,
but I'm looking at the Chicago Bulls and Kobe White. God. I'm looking at Vucevic. I'm looking at Robert Williams in Portland. I'm looking at Dennis Schroeder. Cam Johnson says he wants to stay in Brooklyn, but he knows business is business. So there's a lot of players. if you want to look at hoop rumors, I suggest you go to hoopshype.com. Hoops hype.
Oh, that's that much more credible?
Yeah, it's a lot more credible than NBA Central.
I sourced it by seeing how many followers they had. Oh, and I was like, God. Oh, that's legit.
That's how you sourced it.
That's how you get ball sack tweets on the show. Did Iguodala work on your calves? That one?
No, it was biceps. He has bicep implants.
Yeah, bicep implants.
We all thought that was real, by the way.
I got bamboozled by Kaminga grew 3 inches over the summer, and he's 7 feet tall now.
Who came up with that one? Oh, my God. Who said that?
Brian Windhust instead of Windhorst.
He grew 3 inches. Unbelievable.
I'm dead serious, though. If there was any validity to that, which clearly there's not, but if there was, I would do that. I would take Jordan Poole back in a heartbeat.
I bet you would.
You wouldn't?
They need a playmaker.
Would you rather pay Jordan Poole $28 million a year or Kuminga 38?
Probably Jordan.
Exactly.
Probably Jordan. But there definitely is something there's something brewing with the Warriors, and I think they're fishing for something. I don't know this. I have no account. I'm just saying, I'm just being Bonte Hill, the
Kuzma
radio guy.
Kuzma and Poole?
Relax on Kyle Kuzma. Have you watched him? You got to watch League Pass. Dude.
No, I don't, but you I know that they've Kyle been trying Kuzma. To move that contract dude, for years.
Kyle Kuzma, you want to
barely plays.
From. Yeah, it's a reason for that. It's a reason for that. He is who he is.
Bonte,
you want to say
the businessman and you would pivot immediately.
You want it? No, I wouldn't. Kyle Kuzma, no. Oh, I told you I look up to his face. And Levi said, I'm thank God y'all didn't trade for Paul George. Thank God. And I don't even want marketing. Thank God. Imagine if they traded for Paul George. Oh my God. Oh. You still have your assets. You have your draft picks.
Okay, well.
You have players. You can make some moves here. But also offensively, they're just sputtering here. The crunch time numbers against OKC, against Brooklyn, against San Antonio, even against Phoenix. Phoenix goes on a 14-3 run. Warriors try to get back into the Phoenix. Like, well, here's a dagger three. Here we go. They need a playmaker bad because when Steph is not on the floor, who's making a play for somebody?
Nobody.
Who can dribble by their man?
Pods does. Then he comes to a jump stop in the key and then pivots 7 times.
So here's what Steve Kerr, because if they don't have Draymond Green tonight.
Well, who's guarding Jokic?
Exactly. Here's what Steve Kerr said about his status yesterday's shoot-around.
So, obviously, doubtful tomorrow. I think Raymond told
me. Questionable.
I would call it doubtful.
Yeah.
We got to be careful for the reasons you're asking this question. Doubtful tomorrow. We'll see how he holds up.
So, right now on the injury report, says left calf tightness. Draymond is questionable. Questionable.
He was not good in the close. He's not alone, but he wasn't good in the closing minutes. Him and Steph, they turned the ball over a couple of times. Just some bad, unforced turnovers in half-court situations. And so to your point, that extra playmaker is dramatically needed. And I felt like Steve Kerr has been searching. Yep. He's tried GP2. He's tried Lindy Waters. He's tried various combinations. And not a lot of them are working.
Now, Stephen Curry's injury, we know about that. He spoke Saturday after the game against Phoenix. He only took 5 shots in the first half, byproduct of Phoenix playing very good defense. Look, but he erupted. Remember, he missed a game Wednesday night.
Yeah.
He erupted for 15 points in that third quarter. He was 5-9, 3-for-3 from three. He started moving around a lot better. He was a little rusty in the first half, but, you know, they asked him about the rotation. First, you know what? I'll play the sound about the knee tendonitis, and then we'll get to the rotations.
has the potential to be like a nagging type thing if you don't take care of it. And thankfully, Rick been great trying to give me a protocol to kind of stick with on a day-to-day, and knowing that's something I can get ahead of and not, you know, chase throughout the year, which is the plan. So I'm not worried about it, not concerned about it at all. It's just the deeper you get into your career, more things pop up, and you just got to, you know, figure it out.
Now, what about the minutes per game, Steph? Just shy of 30 minutes per game. Here's what he had to say about his minutes.
What game? What is this?
19, I think.
This is not a new record. The first 2 weeks was weird. We were a couple blowouts and missed the fourth quarters. A couple games where some extended breaks that you understand. It's a long season. Every player wants to play 1 minute, including myself. I think I can. I know I can, but you try to figure out a way to take advantage of the minutes that you're out there. And, you know, our rotations are a little different this year. You know, we have so many guys. And when you're winning, it's fun. When you're not, questions pop up. That's how the league goes. We have to respond as a team. It's not just about how many minutes I'm playing. It's how to get everybody in unison on what we're trying to do out there, no matter what the combinations are. So if that means playing more minutes, then you do it.
So that's Steph on the minutes. Steph on the minutes. And they're already trying to manage his minutes. And, you know, this would be game number 20. We've got a long way to go. Nobody on this team right now is playing more than 29.9 minutes a game.
Right now, again, last, let's say, 2 weeks, I feel like Andrew Wiggins has played the best on the team.
Andrew Wiggins is playing, you know, playing some really good basketball.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that call.
Broken clock's right twice a day, right? That's what they say.
I'm trying to throw you a bone on this one, dude.
I'm just trying to be self-deprecating. That's
it's not like authentic.
No, it is authentic. I'm a self-deprecating guy.
They look stagnant. They need a little mix. Like to me, there's a jolt that needs to happen, and I think it's long overdue.
No doubt. So maybe that's a trade. But here's what Steph Curry had to say about the rotations, because that's been a big thing. You're playing 12 deep, and we'll get to calls in just a second. Playing 12 deep, is that going to work? Well, here's what Steph says Saturday night about the rotation.
The only thing I say is it is hard for anybody to know or try to get a rhythm and know, you know, what you're going to be asked to do. The first quarter, second quarter, we should play 13 guys. That's tough. We are a unique team. It's a unique situation. I don't think that's been done in the league probably ever, but it is an 82-game schedule, and you got to figure out what adjustments need to make. To your question, do we need to shorten it? We probably need to be a little bit more predictable on a night-to-night basis so guys can get a little bit of a rhythm. Is that shortening one or two guys maybe? The first unit, we didn't start off well tonight, so that was a little bit on us. Try to claw our way back, you know, into the first, and then we hit a little low. Whether that's rotations, whether that's lack of execution, whether that's guys just not being in rhythm, whatever it is, we got to adjust.
Got to adjust. So what is the adjustment?
I feel like it's Steph talking to management through the media, like, "Hey guys, 13 weeks. This isn't real NBA. Yeah. This is unsustainable. This isn't going to work much longer."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's strength of numbers. I get it, but you take away a Melton, it's a big piece to the puzzle. Now you're trying to figure out who starts at the two. Is it Podzimski? Is it Kuminga? Is it Lindy Waters the third? Is it Buddy Hield? You want to keep Buddy Hield on the bench, but interesting thing with Buddy Hield. Maybe this is it. I know it's not. It doesn't come down to this, but I was just looking at Buddy Hield's splits and wins. He plays 24 minutes a game. He shoots 50%, 48.5 from three, uh-huh. And averages 19 a game. In the losses,
under 10,
9.6 points.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
34% from three, 34.8, really 40%.
The second he cooled off, it felt like the whole team cooled off. They had something cooking with him and Kuminga off the bench. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, the other element of this is like the Podzimski, you said, hey, maybe Podzimski starts at the two. To me, Podzimski's a backup point guard.
Yeah.
That's how I view him. Yeah, I feel the Warriors view him different, and that's fair. So, I view him as a backup point guard.
Honestly, I'm with you there. And I get why he starts, because you've got another ball handler. Really, Steph's best at playing off the ball. So do you put the ball in Draymond's hand? But here's the deal. I think it's next man up. I personally would like to see Moses Moody get a shot just to see what you have. Maybe they already know what they have in Mosley Moody. They see him every day in practice. We don't. They see him every day in warmups. We don't. Maybe they know a lot more about Moses Moody than we do, and I'm going to trust them on that. However, I would like to see him get more than 3 minutes in a game against Phoenix, and Pat Spencer's a hell of a story. Great lacrosse player. But he's already catapulting Moses Moody in a minute pecking order. Something's weird about that when you give him a 3-year, $39 million contract. Maybe you give him the contract because it's a team-friendly deal. I don't know. But I would like to – it's just fascinating to me that it's year four, and I don't know whether or not Moses Moody's good or not. I just don't know.
I guess my question
to them – am I alone there?
No, but if this would be my question to them. Like, okay, if they're telling you, like, through their actions that they don't think Moses Moody's that good, then why do you keep coming to the podium and saying we have a 13-man rotation? Yeah. Just say we have an 11-man rotation.
No doubt.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't get-